Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, King, K-I-N-G, 8-17-49. Today's 11-5-2024. 75-year-old woman lives alone with the help of her nephew. She's separated. She has no children. She was a special ed teacher for some time, period. In the paragraph, she suffers from COPD and hypertension. Medication includes Norvasc, 5 milligram once a day, Prenuvol, 10 milligram once a day. She also takes albuterol inhaler on a regular basis. Surgery, she's never had any surgery. Family history, mom and dad died such a long time ago, I don't remember, in quotation. Flu, COVID vaccine, and pneumonia shots are all up to date, period. New paragraph, patient review of systems. She's weak. She has quite debility. She's short of breath with activity. She was hospitalized a year ago with exacerbation of COPD. She's oriented, she's awake, she's alert, she has issues with anxiety and pain, uses a nebulizer on a regular basis, her machine just broke and is in need of another one, period. Her vital signs are as follow: 109 over 71 blood pressure, 95 pulse, 95% oxygen, heart positive, swarm positive 2, lungs few bronchi with coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with anlesion, logical non-focal. Assessment, COPD, number 2, hypertension, controlled, number 3, in desperate need of nebulizer, number 4, weakness, number 5, has some ADL dependency, number 6, this patient is bowel and bladder continent, not incontinent, continent. Next one is overall weight loss and debility related to her COPD. Next time she would suffer from anxiety medication and or an SSRI to help with the symptoms of her COPD, which causes air hunger and anxiety in most patients. Thank you.